Okay, welcome back to the third installment. Today is Monday, September 25th, I believe. And we are the Raven Boys. This is United by Stoke. And we're about to get epic. We're going to talk today about our inner bitch, which is going to, again, deal with some mindset and an issue we had the other day, which Shane and I dealt with that I think made us stronger, as it always does, but also revealed some weaknesses in our chain. So, yeah, gnarly in a way, and we wanted to share it with you. So Shane just popped in to say hello, and he's about to rock it with us.
Welcome, fam. Welcome to United by Stoke. Woo! With,
where we get stoked.
And my boy, Moss Mossy Mo.
That's me.
Today, fam, is all about the little bitch voice inside and how we deal with that on a daily basis.
Amen.
And keep moving forward with what we got to get done.
Amen.
To win the motherfucking day.
Because how do we word this? If you have a vision and focus, you can't let these little things pause you and stop you stone cold. So it almost happened. Well, I shouldn't say it almost happened, but we did have a situation the other day where Shane and I, numerous things happened. The whole day in general was unique.
Facts.
And by the end of the day, we had a thing to do, and we'll get into all this, but the compounding of basically getting kicked in the nuts all day by the end of the day allowed us to kind of go through a little, you know, for me, I'll talk for myself, you know, being a spoiled little brat syndrome, which I've never really been, but I was at the time, I felt like being, which then kind of triggered Shane and triggered us all. And an eruption occurred, but then magic happened after the eruption, so it was pretty cool.
Fuck,
whoa,
yeah.
Are we talking triple X there or fucking what?
Yeah,
but this is actually to deal with business, so
yeah.
Here we go. This is what happened. We had an event to do. It was thrown together last minute, which is by no means abnormal for Shane and I, because we kind of,
yes.
Even this podcast, man, people don't get, man, it's off the dome, man. My background is hip-hop, so freestyling is what we do. We have a game plan in place, and we execute it to the best of our ability, and the best of our ability is a fucking lifelong school of hard knocks, which is why we're good at what we do, correct?
100%,
there you
bro.
Go, brother.
No, and referring back to the referring back to the
situation,
I think we like to refer to these, fam, as test days. And
amen.
What do I mean by test days? It's those days when you think not too much is going on your side, doesn't seem like it's working out for you, and it's about moving forward with that and, you know, pushing past the little bitch voice that keeps going, no, I don't want to do that shit. Because you know what? On the other side of that becomes a motherfucking magic, fam.
Mm-hmm. So we'll give you some things. Shane and I had... Well, Shane actually got thrown into the plan because I said yes to something. And originally I said yes to something that was... how do I just be honest? It was to sell hot dogs.
100%.
Then... everybody got excited, and selling hot dogs turned into selling 50,000 more things. We had staff coming up with ideas that they were throwing at me and Shane all day, and they were actually really good ideas.
They were, yeah. 100%.
So we were like, well, yeah, we could do that too. And then the weather changed to a fucking
complete
typhoon.
Fucking piss down.
Yeah. And Shane and I are wannabe beach bums, right? I think we've been referred to that as numerous times.
We
so.
Have.
That weather, the cold came, and again, when you fucking run the business, you know the work that's involved. We knew the timelines, and with everything else that was getting compounded and these ideas that everybody else had, I think Shane and I were like, fuck, man, there's gonna be so much work involved in setting this up, pulling this down.
Yeah.
And all these things were in the back of our head while Shane and I just continued to say yes. The tent we had
shit the bed basically
by far,
on the last Soul Fest.
Yeah.
It got damaged, and
so
we knew,
you know,
that was a mess.
If somebody farted or sneezed, that thing was basically done. So we were, the torrential downpour, we're like, oh my god, we gotta set this thing up. So that was kind of the start.
Yeah.
And then my onus on that was, or my little spoiled bitch voice came in, and I was just defeated for a second. I was like, fuck, dude, I don't even want to do this anymore, man. Like, this doesn't, it's not fun. Like, man, I don't want to do this. So I sat down, and yeah, I was a little bitch, I guess you could say. I'm trying to word it properly, but you know, think about a 5-year-old, you know, crossing his hand over shoulders and just, no, I don't want to do this. And I kind of sat down and just sat there for a couple seconds, and yeah, that was step one.
Yep. And I think as we felt the time was ticking away, it was like 4 o'clock, and we're like, fuck, we got to be there and set up by 5. And the clock was a ticking, and the business was
still open, by the way. Like, 100%, 100%. We were still operating at full capacity on a semi-busy day. Keep going.
Yeah, no, and then, no, seriously, the time was ticking. We had basically nothing ready, which isn't anything new for us, because we throw together most things in the last fucking minute of the deal. But it was just getting a bit overwhelming, man. And then it's like, you know, we could have sat back and gone, fuck, we're just not going to do it. But you know, it's like those days, like anything, when you don't want to do it, it's like going to the gym. Do you think we want to get up every day and go to the gym? No, but you fucking push through, you do it, you feel better, you get it done, and you keep moving forward. And that little voice in your head just says, you know, don't. But you have to push through that shit, get it done. And you know what, we got over there and we got it done, and it was epic, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not until the moment that magic part happens that you appreciate not listening to the bitch voice, and you took control, and that boss voice overtook and was like, you know, let's get going. And we did. So,
and here's two, and I'm gonna rewind to the point of change. So two things Shane, at least I can say I learned, was when you own the motherfucking business, we have to make the decisions. And I feel that before that, because there was good ideas coming in, Shane and I just kept saying, yes, yes, no, that's good, okay. So instead of Shane and I steering the ship steered us, which was issue number one. Issue number two was Shane came in, and I'll let him talk on this because he probably recounts it different than me, but he came in and I felt that he changed the energy by having a, you called it something, I can't remember exactly what you said it was, but you know, Shane had some choice words for a couple seconds. You know, me being a Guido, being Italian, I thought it was tame. Shane thought it wasn't, but he at least came in, changed the energy, and it allowed me to go, yeah, man, I need to man up here and actually make decisions and not sit back and let other people try and make those decisions for me, because that's not what a leader does. A leader fucking leads. And at that point, I wasn't leading because there was too many, too many chiefs and not enough workers, or well, however that fucking saying goes. Right? There was just too many fucking people spitting off and spouting out, and I wasn't making a decision, and Shane wasn't making a decision, and the decisions needed to be made. So it was actually a huge learning curve for us as a brand and a company, because it was like, nah, dude, gain control of the ship, man, or else you're gonna have anarchy, or you're gonna have mutiny, or whatever.
And
it was all positive. It was, I'm just saying,
yeah, no, 100%.
You and I at that point were blasé, and then Shane came in and he can speak on how he rocked on that, or what actually made him do what he did.
Yeah, that's what did.
Sitting down and looking at the corner going,
And it was a moment of let's get this fucking shit done. We're here now. Let's just get to it.
Yeah, so, we're in the shits now. It's not like we're actually going to seriously pull out. So
no, so it was like that. It had to be done. It was like, and lesson learned for me too. Like Moss said, it's a moment of I don't even know how to word it, but it was just an energy change, which is a lesson for me, because I didn't realize I was changing the energy by coming in and saying what I said at that moment, but it actually did. And we all got moving, and actually what in return, we all fucking did our job to get it done, right?
100%.
All of a sudden you were doing something, I was doing something, our boy Franco was in there getting it done, and between the three of us we put it together in half an hour, and we got there and did what we had to do, and
absolutely killed it.
But yeah, and it was super fun, but it was the energy change, I guess, is the word to use, and that's what happened
and
that moment.
You know, again, if we weren't, you know, where we were and where we are and had learned what we've learned since, you know, being entrepreneurs, again, this goes back to mindset, being entrepreneurs, not working for other people. If we didn't have the basis, you know, I could have taken offense, or Shane could have taken offense, or the staff could have taken offense, and we could all could have, you know, been little babies and wah, wah, wah. But instead, you know, it was a huge, like I said, it was a huge switch, and it was just like, boom, okay guys, nope, we're gonna do this, yep, we're gonna do that, nope, yep, done, check, rock and roll. And it was still pissing at that point. It was still absolutely miserable out. But we also at that point remembered what the point of this was, and it was for the community. It wasn't for us to, you know, be shirts off and in shorts living the dream. We were showing up for a reason which was bigger than us, and the universe paid us back tenfold.
100%.
You know what I mean? So, you know, again, going back to mindset and going back about knowing yourself and knowing the game plan and your goal, you know, ego has to sit in the back motherfucking shelf. Your pride has to shit in the back shelf, because it wasn't about me, and it wasn't about Shane, and it wasn't about, it really wasn't about anything about us. It was fucking, we were there to show up for a bigger purpose, and that was the community.
100%.
And so we pulled on our big boy pants and did it.
Got down to business.
And man, it was fun.
Yeah, man, it was absolutely fun. And the, I guess the, you know, the lesson learned from that is, no matter what in life, conditions are never going to be ideal. It's never going to be perfect. And if you wait for those moments to move forward, you ain't fucking going anywhere. So you just have to sometimes suck it up, get cracking, push through, and that's where the magic happens, fam. Absolutely.
Amen. You know, it could have, like I said, could have sat there, could have been depressed, could have, and you could have really focused on all the negative. And we completely didn't do that. And I can only, again, say that that's because of all the school of hard knocks that we've had. Because any one of us could have simply, you know, taken that the wrong way. But it just didn't work out like that, man. So if you guys are listening to this and you're starting your brand, you're starting your business, you're doing whatever, man, seriously focus on the bigger picture, the positivity. At that point, we didn't know what the positivity was. Like I said, we were outside. It was pissing. Within 10 minutes of setting up, the skies cleared, a little bit of sun, and then the people that showed up were smiling, stoked we were there. The family and the crew and the love was next level. And again, if you, like Shane said earlier, if you can just get through that little bit, like force yourself through that, look what's on the other side, man. It's a beautiful thing.
100%, man. 100%. That's it, us here. That United by Stoke. I think we got through it.
United by Stoke is going to continue to stay stoked. We, you know, the feedback from the community has been cool. You guys are going to be doing a lot of, like, inviting some of you listeners on here to talk shit with us. Because, like I said, we've got a lot to say. It's not all going to be primo, but you know what? We want to get you guys involved. So stay tuned, because it's about to get epic.
Hell yizzle. And fam, if you got any value out of today, or you got a few laughs, or there was something you just took one thing away from today, share it with the squad, fam. We appreciate
Amen.
The love.
Amen. And remember, 100%. There's always a brighter day after a dark night.
Win today.
Boom. Love y'all. Peace out. Raven boys, come for a coffee, come for a t-shirt, come for a hug.